This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
According to Meeting Place, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization is reporting the cost of meat increased 8.1% last year across the world. In December, the FAO Meat Price Index decreased nearly 2% from its November level, mainly influenced by the stronger U.S. dollar and growth in export availability. However, meat was the only commodity to see price increase. Overall, the index was down 3.7% from 2013. The plummeting price of gasoline has caused a dramatic change in the relation between the price of corn and the price of gasoline. Todd Gleason has more on why this doesn't mean much for how much ethanol will be produced and consumed.
Well, the relationship between corn and gasoline is mandated under U.S. law. It simply says the United States must use renewable fuels as part of its energy supply. At most of the time over the past few years, since in fact this relationship was established under law in 2005, the price of ethanol made from corn has been substantially less than the price of a gallon of gasoline. That's not the case today, says University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin. However, that price has less influence over how much corn-based ethanol is consumed than one might think.
The price relationship to gasoline has very little to do with how much ethanol we will use. We're going to be stuck at the E10 blend wall going forward, just as we were going back in time.
This is because the Renewable Fuel Standard, that's the name of the law, even at the reduced level proposed by U.S. EPA more than a year ago, was at the E10 blend wall. This isn't quite right, but for simplicity's sake, the law says corn-based ethanol must be blended into the U.S. gasoline supply at a rate no greater than 10% of annual usage or a targeted congressional mandate, whichever is smaller. At this point, the 10% blend rate is the smaller of those two numbers and is called the blend wall.
So you're certainly not going to go below that level. So unless you repeal the RFS entirely, that safety net still stands. On the other side, let's say even if ethanol goes back to being priced much more cheaply than gasoline, we can't use much more because of the blend wall limitations.
So the blend wall is pretty much the usage number. Can't go below it, and though it is possible to go above it by exporting corn ethanol out of the country, it's not particularly profitable.
It stands someplace between 13 and 13 and a half billion gallons. There's some possibility that that could edge up slightly with the decline in the price of gasoline. But we have to remember that the demand, short-run demand for gasoline is extremely steeply sloped, which means even with big changes in price, the quantity of gasoline doesn't change a lot.
And if the consumption of ethanol isn't changing, then neither will the number of bushels of corn used to produce ethanol. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. Beck's Hybrids is hoping to open up a new location in Effingham. I spoke with Scott Beck, Vice President of Beck's Hybrids, for more information.
Yes, that's right. We've been in the area there in Neoga for a few years now, doing some production, processing, practical farm research, and distribution. And looking at the site there on the west side of Effingham as a possible site to build a facility.
Now, what are you hoping that this would bring to Effingham and the rest of the area?
Well, it would certainly bring some additional jobs as well as additional people coming, farmers mainly, coming to pick up seed, coming to meetings, coming to different events that we would have, would involve our own people coming in for meetings. And so basically just increase commerce in the area, but with an agricultural flavor.
Will this hopefully expand more service opportunities to farmers for the area?
Absolutely. It will give us the opportunity to warehouse more seed and therefore make it more convenient and efficient for farmers in the Southern Illinois area to be able to access the seed at, you know, the time of year when they need it. We'll also provide greater educational and learning opportunities for farmers that want to see what we're doing with practical farm research. That's where we're not just looking to develop the next new hybrid, but we're looking at management practices that a farmer's involved with, such as, you know, what's the right nitrogen rate to use what's the right seeding depth, what's the right population to plant. And we do all these different types of studies that really help the farmer to make decisions, more so for that local area where the soil types would be similar.
All right, very good. And if everything goes according to plan, when can people expect to see this Bex Outpost in Effingham?
Well, we would hope that we would get some of the grant approvals and incentives that we've been working with the local officials and state officials on. Those are granted, and we have permission, then we can move forward with the purchase of the property and then start construction or shortly thereafter, and hopefully have a building in place towards the latter part of the year.
All right, very good. So hopefully things will move relatively quickly. Well, Scott, is there anything else you would like to touch on about Bex Hybrids itself or about this new outpost in Effingham?
We've just been delighted to work with the folks there in Effingham and been very accommodating and willing to understand what our needs are and work towards getting the infrastructure in place and some of the funding that allows that to happen. So we're very thankful and pleased with the relationship there with the local government officials.
Again, that was Scott Beck, Vice President of Bex Hybrids. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past weekend. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an update on how the auction went.
Angela, we had a very large sale, ended up with a total of 3,200 bales at 2,600 small squares. The alfalfa, 633 bales, was from 210 to top of 520. We had 566 bales of alfalfa grass from $1.30 to top of 570. 579 small squares of grass from $1.40 to 250 a bale. We had 388 bales of orchard grass from 210 to 350. We ended up with 434 bales of straw from $3 to $3.70 a bale. In the round bales, we had 54 bales of alfalfa from $13 to $57 per bale. Had 53 bales of alfalfa grass at $35 to $40. Had 168 bales of just mixed grass hay from $13 to $35 a bale. Had 64 bales of Reed's Canary at $25. We ended up with 84 bales of straw at $14 to $23 a bale. We had 36 bales of corn stalks at 27. In the 3x3s, we had 90 bales of alfalfa from $31 to $50 per bale. Ended up with 40 bales of grass alfalfa mixed at $47. We had 16 bales of just grass mix at $36.
Well, it sounds like it was a very good auction. And Mike, if anyone has any questions or any hay to sell themselves, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.